Richard, I have to say,
the book I've got in front of me, it's tactile, it's beautiful. You must be really, really pleased with it.
Yes, this is a wonderful production of Fourth Estate, which is, I have to say, one of my favourite little book publishers in the whole world. They do all of Nigel's stuff and anything to get their hands on. Oh my God, you just give them 100 recipes and they give you back a book and you go, God, did I do that? Really? Is that our cookbook? They are beautiful. They do things, I mean, from the photography to just the whole layout to the paper. It's just a wonderful, you know, wonderful production. One picture, which I didn't even want in myself at the very beginning, and that's it. It's not one of those books full of, oh my God, there's 25 chef's photographs in here of himself. So, yeah, we made sure it's not one of those. And really is, it's a beautiful work of people I admire.
You have got a lot of people in here, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about some of my suppliers and some of the people and some of the workers from Seed Savers, which is equivalent to, I don't know, is there equivalent in Seed Savers in the UK? It must be. And they go around, but you know what I mean? They're just incredible down in Clare in west of Ireland. And we have Frank Hayderman. We have, you know, the Tilly family up in Wales. And, you know, all of the people I read, you know, Reggie Johnson up in Lancashire, up in the Ribble Valley. I just like the people who've been suppliers of mine for many years. And we don't talk about our suppliers. And when I published this when this book was published, probably 4 years ago now, I just wanted it to be a really beautiful book full of very nice recipes. You know what I mean? We talk on seafood and it's all wild meats. You know what I mean? So, you know, Bentley's my other restaurant, which is wild seafood. And this is wild meats, grass-fed and wild meats. So that's the kind of the two difference. We're not really into kind of, you know, during the game season from, you know, mid-August onwards, you know, this restaurant really comes alive. And we lighten it up, of course, for that. Now we're in the hungry gap right now, so you know what I mean. It's called. Yeah, there's very little. The only thing what's good at the moment: pool prawns, forced kale. You know what I mean. So you know, there's some lovely stuff around, but I mean, you know, forced kale at the moment is around £9 a bunch. I mean, how do you put on a menu and try to make a living? I'm like, oh my God, give them one leaf. yeah, it really is like that. But it's a wonderful collection of recipes that kind of, you know, that work really well for a start, because the work that was put into these recipes was absolutely very thorough. You know what I mean? Because a lot of contracts with books don't necessarily say the recipes have to work. So I got all these recipes tested, you know what I mean, in our kitchen downstairs, and you know, the soda bread recipe to everything, and they do all work. So, and there's a story on the people here, the passionate people who supply me, and that's what makes me kind of the whole romance of food. You know, sometimes it can get lost, the story of the people who work really hard as well of supplying this wonderful food to us. And this is a homage to them, not necessarily to myself.
I noticed that. And I will say, Richard, it is a very generous book.
Yes.
It's generous in everything about it. The photographs, the writing, the way it's presented, and the fact that you are promoting your other people around you. So I'm going to recommend that if people haven't looked, it's been out a little while, but
yeah, it has, yeah.
I'm going to recommend that if anyone hasn't read it, they really ought to.
And it's a lovely story of my farm, of my childhood on the farm. It's not one of those kind of, you know, oh my God, times were tough, but it wasn't really. It was, you work hard. On the farming community, there's one common denominator between catering and hospitality and farming. You work very long hours. You don't necessarily get days off, you know what I mean, if you own your business. And you're around your business all of the time. And farming is the very same.
Doesn't that sound a little like chefing?
Very same. Hence, that's what I'm doing now.
Richard, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.